Step 12, literary setting. The third and final point under literary aspects is the literary setting of the passage. As a former colleague of mine was often heard to say, a text without a context is a pretext. Only with ancient Middle Eastern wisdom literature will one find small units of text stacked side by side in a document without much connection to what precedes or follows the text. The vast majority of texts in the New Testament are pieces of an idea puzzle that depend on the surrounding text to help define and limit boundaries of meaning. The proof texting of Scripture is perhaps the worst abuse of sacred Scripture in Christian history. It has produced more heresies than just about any other abuse of the text. For the Greek student, the quick reading of large sections of Scripture text in which your passage is found is a must in the interpretive process. For the non-Greek student, reading similar large sections in multiple translations is a must. Pay, also, close attention to paragraph breakpoints across the different translations. Gradually, a sense of the context of your passage will surface. Don't attribute meaning to your text in conflict with its setting.